T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We're going to Washington. Correspondent Karen Travers is joining us this morning from the White House as we get set for a visit today from the President and First Lady. Karen, what can we expect?
The President will be arriving in Buffalo just before 10 o'clock today. He's going to visit the memorial that's been growing there at the Tops Market. He's going to meet with families of victims, first responders, law enforcement officials, and community leaders. After, though, the President is going to meet with family members of those who died on Saturday. And this is a closed press event, of course. Reporters will not be allowed into that. So the President and First Lady have a chance to offer their condolences and comfort those impacted by the tragedy. The White House Press Secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, said yesterday the President wanted to go and comfort people. He wanted to listen to them. He wanted to hear what they have to share with him. And he is going to try and give them some solace during this very difficult time. After that, he is going to deliver remarks, and this is more formal compared to the other stops he will be making. The President, we are expecting to call this a despicable act. He's going to call it terrorism, an act of racist violence, and look for him today to talk about what Congress should be doing to keep weapons of war, as he's going to put it, off American streets.
The White House press secretary yesterday, I thought, was very reserved in her remarks for the first time, you know, really being asked about what happened here in Buffalo. You're expecting maybe the president to go a little bit further, a little bit more into what he wants to happen in Washington?
Yeah, I think, you know, when he gives remarks, based on what the White House has been telling us, that he's really going to get into the details of what motivated the shooter and the hatred that is out there in this country. Now, yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre had a lot of questions about whether or not the White House, the president, her yesterday, would call out specific people, specific platforms, anything specific for pushing hateful rhetoric and, kind of leading to something like this happening. And she wouldn't do that. There were many questions about who is to blame for something like this. And Karine Jean-Pierre was talking much more broadly, just saying that the president would continue to call out hatred, but it does not like he will be calling out specific people or platforms or networks.
Is there any indication, Karen, how long the president will be here? Is there anything else on his agenda today?
It will be back at the White House in time for a 4 o'clock reception. So the expectation is he's leaving Buffalo mid-afternoon. But having covered this president now and having covered him before as a vice president, I think it would not be surprising if he spent a lot more time at that closed press conversation that he's going to have with the families of the victims. This is something that he has talked about personally, about how his own handling of grief through his life, and he connects with people during times like this. So I think this could be a pretty long afternoon.
Karen, thank you for the update. That's Karen Travers, White House correspondent in Washington.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.